The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans. North Dakota State University Extension Cropping Systems Specialist Greg Andres is our guest. Greg, tell me a little bit about your newly published research on growing winter rye as a preceding cover crop for dry beans.
We started this study several years ago, and it was after I was on a county crop tour, and there was a pinto bean grower, and it looked excellent. And I thought, well, if growers are doing it, it'd be good to conduct some research and have a database, have some numbers based on research trials. So we proceeded with that, and we conducted the trial for several years, and with the basic goals of documenting a few things. One is that, can we use this system to produce as high-yielding pinto beans as with the conventional production system, where they would use tillage for land preparation, for planting, and then the standard harvest methods. And we'd like to reduce that. So that was one thing. Will we have as good yields with the pinto beans with this system, with rye as a cover crop beforehand versus a conventional? And then another is to important consideration is, when do we terminate the rye relationship, when the pinto beans are planted and established? And then the third is, I'm sure you've heard that winter rye will suppress weeds, but there's very little documentation on that. So we wanted to measure that as well. And that had a basis, too, on how we manage the rye with the dry beans through the years of the study.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans.